Hello, my lovely listeners. It's Colin Taylor here, and welcome to Is That a Dog Hair in My Tea? Today, we're going to be talking about Pooch Perfect, Australia and UK, and my amazing experience and venture while being a judge on this incredible show. Please sit back, enjoy, grab yourself a cuppa. How are you doing? Colin Taylor here. So I'm sitting here in my office and I got my green tea with me. It's not a regular tea, but I'm kind of into the green teas. It kind of tastes good. And you know what? I don't have the added milk and the sugar to it. So it is exactly what it is. Plus it has some health benefits. So I'm on this green tea kick anyway. And there's not a dog hair in it. But enough about me and my green tea. Let's talk about me and Pooch Perfect. So I'm going to take you on a little journey and tell you a little story. And we're going to go all the way back to, it's 2020 this year. We're going to go back to 2019, August of 2019. But we're going to go a little bit further forward to July. So I go to Seattle because Coleman had finally been accepted for his resident visa card, which we had been waiting, I would say, probably close to over a year. And thank God it was then and it wasn't now with this pandemic, because we would be sitting there just twiddling our fingers and talking on Skype like we did for all the times we were apart from each other. And let me just say, on a side note, for anybody who's going through any kind of immigration and they're in different countries, it is not easy, and my heart goes out to you, and I know exactly what you're going through. Anyway, so I fly to Seattle, and I have a lovely time there all the time. And I go there in July because it's 4th of July. Get to see my family, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, and all my, you know, extended American family who are absolutely incredible, and I love them to death. And we fly home on the 1st of August, we're planning to. So before that, Janet Rubby, my business partner, got a couple of emails from Channel 7 in Australia wanting to talk to me about a possible TV venture in Australia. And I'm like, okay. So I looked at the email and I sent an email back and I said, look, I'm in America right now. Please, you know, if you could just, you know, maybe contact me the 1st of August and we can talk. And, you know, we left it at that. And, you know, to be honest, I kind of forgot about it, and it was in the back of my mind, but it wasn't anything like major in the back of my mind. Anyway, so 1st of August came, me and Coleman got on the plane, we landed in Heathrow, and we was waiting for the actual taxi, which was taking me to my parents' house, because that's where I leave my car, because they only live 30 minutes from Heathrow. And we're waiting for the taxi, and the taxi comes, and I get in the taxi, and the phone rings, and it is Channel 7 Australia, and they're talking to me and they're asking me, you know, some questions and so on and so forth. And then, you know, they were saying, but, you know, they'd love me to consider maybe being a judge on the actual show. And I'll have to go through some, you know, obviously protocols, some Skype meetings or Zoom meetings and some, you know, this and that. But they really are interested in having me. And, you know what, I just got off a 9.5 hour flight. And obviously I was, this was Australia talking to me, and she was talking about a celebrity host being the, obviously the host of the show. And I said, my God, if you had Rebel Wilson being the host, I would so be there, because I just got done watching Isn't It Romantic on the plane. And I find her absolutely hilarious, the best, would love to meet her. And the woman goes, why do you say that? I said, oh, I'm just saying that because she's obviously from Australia, and you know what, I just, you know, it's just a coincidence. And she goes, oh, that's interesting. And she left it at that. Anyway, so we talk, and I said to her, look, you know what, I'm not really sure this is really for me, and I'm not really sure I want to spend, like, a day on a plane to get to another country to, you know, work my butt off for a month, because it is hard work. And, you know, and that was me actually saying that before I actually had done it. So I had no idea how hard it actually is. But amazingly, incredibly good hard. That didn't sound good, but you know what I mean. So I get home and we go to my parents, we get the car, we get to Somerset, and I'm thinking about it. I talked to Coleman on the way. I'm thinking, you know what? Oh God, you know, we just landed. We just got settled into the country. You're just here. And now we have to maybe, you know, go to Australia. They want us to go, or me go, In November, and I was saying we and me because I wasn't going to be going anywhere without Coleman, because you know what, he is my rock, and to be fair, he's my company, and it's a long, long way to go by yourself. So I, you know, sat back on it and all that kind of stuff, and originally I said no, and then come to find out who the host was, and it was the amazing Rebel Wilson. And I was still him and her. I'm thinking, you know what? And they told me, but, you know, they are just about to sign the female judge. And I asked who it was, and they couldn't tell me at that point. And then, you know what? I decided, because that's how I work, Coleman said, you should do it. You should do it. And I'm thinking, I don't know. And then I thought, you know what, Colin? The ultra ego precious kicked in. And she's like, if you don't do it, you're going to see that person who stood there in your place, and you're going to be raging. They want you amongst all the male groomers they could have picked. They want you. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I emailed them back and I said, I would love to do it if you know, if I can. And anyway, fast forward a little bit and all the papers were signed. And yes, I got to be part of the Australian version. And come to find out, my amazing co-judge was Mrs. Amber Lewin from California, the blonde beauty. And you know what? It was incredible because I don't really know her that well, but I knew I was about to get to know her really well. So next thing we know, we're on a plane on Cathay Pacific flying to Hong Kong and then Hong Kong to Sydney. And we get to Sydney around 11 o'clock in the morning and get through customs. Great. Just through the gates. It was easy. Get to the hotel. We stay in the Meriton Suites in Chinatown in Sydney. We get there around noon, and then I went upstairs, unpacked the bags, and then I had a meeting with JK and Deb at Channel 7 at, I think it was 1 or 2 o'clock. Get a taxi. That's when I get to meet the Amber, the big, bubbly Amber, who was absolutely hilarious. We laughed and laughed and laughed, and she's an absolute angel who told terrible jokes. But it was fun. But she is incredible. And anyway, so on and so forth. Let's fast forward because I want to bore you guys. And then it came down to the actual, you know, fitting for our clothes, which was a real nervous thing for me because I'm a big guy. And I kind of felt bad for the people that had to find clothes to fit me because it's never, ever easy. It's terrible. I can't go to the store, which is not anybody's problem but my own, and buy clothes because I am too big. So anyway, so got clothes, that was fine, went for the fitting. That was a jarring job, putting on all these clothes in one session to try and figure out which episodes are going to wear what clothes and so on and so forth. Because one episode is filmed over 2 days. So just so you guys kind of get a kind of inkling of how things work. And at that point, I obviously knew who the contestants were for the Australian version. I get to read their backstories and all that kind of stuff. And for Australia, we had 10 teams, 10 teams of two. So it was 20 people. And it could be a groomer and another groomer. It could be a husband and wife. It could be, you know, or whatever it may be, a groomer and a best friend. And in each challenge, one groomer has to lead the challenge while the other person helps. So in most challenges with all groomers, they would always obviously do the grooming and their husbands or friends would hold and help. And then in some challenges with two groomers, another groom would take the challenge and go from there. But it was a lot of fun. But anyway, let's cut to the first time where I go into the Pooch Perfect Red Barn, which was beautifully put together. It was absolutely amazing. And the doors fly open and in walks Miss Rebel Wilson. And I do have to say, you know, first of all, I met quite a few famous people, really, and I've groomed a lot of people's dogs who are well-known, and they are just people, because that's exactly what they are at the end of the day. And to be fair, I don't think they necessarily go out of their way to look for any kind of special attention, but people give it to them anyway. But Rebel Wilson is a very down-to-earth person who is very professional. She does her job, and she gets it done, and in my opinion, she's a real person. You know, when it says action, she's on it, and she's funny and witty and professional. And when the cameras are off, she's just normal Rebel. And I thought that was absolutely amazing. And over the course of 30 days, you get to work with somebody and her, and obviously Russell, who was the Brussels Griffon, who was absolutely amazing, who was Rebel's co-host, and obviously Amber, and obviously the contestants. But not only that, you get to know all the camera people, all the people behind the scenes, the runners, the helpers, you name it. These people are all incredible and help orchestrate something that is put together, and you end up with just magic, TV magic. And it was incredible. And when you're dealing with animals, you have to also understand that anything can happen at any given time. So you have the welfare people there, you have the vets there, you have they're the Bronwyn, who's Dr. Bron, who was amazing. She was a TV vet. And you know, it all was just well put together. And believe me, trying to find dogs, I tell you what, that must have been really, really difficult. And that's a job that I wouldn't have wanted. Anyway, so the TV show goes on the filming, and obviously I got to meet Rebel's mum because she was a guest judge on the show, and Rebel's mum is a celebrity in her own right. Rebel grew up being a junior handler, showing Bichon Frise. Her mum is a top breeder of beagles and now is an international judge who literally flies around the world. I was meant to meet her this year at Crufts, but obviously I was driving to Crufts to set up, and she was flying into Heathrow because she'd been judging somewhere in Europe. Anyway, so Rebel's mum's incredible. And on one of our days off, Rebel took us out on her boat. So there was me, Amber, Coleman, Rebel's makeup artist and her husband, Rebel's sister and Rebel's mum. And I love Rebel's mum because she is the mum that everybody wants to adopt. You know, when you're a kid and you got your friend's mum and you're like, oh, I love your mum. She's really, really cool because she takes care of you. And that's what Rebel's mum is like. She's funny. She's funny without not acting funny. She's just a normal person who makes you laugh, but not in a on purpose kind of way, if you understand what I mean. She's just got this very kind of humor without even knowing it or trying. So I just fell in love with Rebel's mum, Sue. She's absolutely incredible. And anyway, but before you know it, the mum's gone by, you're done filming, you have a wrap party, and then, you know, you're saying your goodbyes to everybody, and you're coming home, and you know what? You're back home in the UK, and you're waiting for the show to air in Australia in January. And it did, and you know what? It was amazing, in my opinion. It was a huge congratulations to Wendy, who was the winner. She worked really, really hard, and Wendy is a person who's been grooming for many, many years. And you know what? She's kind of reminded me of me in a way. I did get to see her vulnerable side, which was lovely. And when you are on camera, just so you guys know, not necessarily me, this is more the contestants, it's not about coming and grooming a dog and having cameras on you. It's grooming a dog, having table visits, stopping, starting, grooming the dog. There's a lot of mental stuff that you don't set yourself up for. And even as a judge, you know, it's not a matter of walking in and judging. You have to stop and start and look and all that kind of stuff. Remember names, remember this, remember that. Look at what they're doing. Understand exactly. But this is, you know what, a family TV show. And once again, I do have to say, as much as you groomers will love to watch this show is made for families. This is family entertainment. And it's the entertainment at its best. And anything that involves, obviously, dogs or Rebel Wilson, you know what, they knew it would be a very, very well-watched and taken-in show. Anyway, so I absolutely loved it. Wendy did an amazing job. She deserved to win. All the people there, all the contestants was incredible. I really do hope and still hope they use that platform as the most positive one in the world. Because let me tell you something, when you're on TV in that kind of capacity, your life does change to a point where, you know what, you can advertise, but you were a contestant on Pooch Perfect and so on and so forth, and you've, you know, you got to the final, you know, top 20 or top 10 or whatever it may be. And it's a really, really big honor. And you know what, it's amazing because, you know what, that would probably be repeated over and over again in Australia, and you'll always see yourself. And you know what, of course there's going to be comments, but most of the comments will be from the groomers, because the groomers will watch it and see something which is not done to their way and all that kind of stuff. But remember, guys, This is made for the general public and you, because you will love it. And it is spotlighting what we do for a living, which is so, so important, because we have not had that ever. Anyway, so let's go come back to January. It's been aired in Australia. That's over and done with. And my life goes on. And I do have to say, it's kind of depressing. And I get it when people say they get the TV blues when they're done filming, because you go from working very, very hard. And then you have to understand, my lifestyle is literally about waking up, taking a shower, getting dressed, taking Jigsaw to the woods, me and Coleman. We come home, we have breakfast probably before, we do our chores, I do some bits in the office, and that's about it. And then I go to a situation where I'm up at 6:30 in the morning, I'm showered, I go into the, I go onto set, and I have my hair and makeup done, and I don't wear makeup, obviously, and so that's new to me, but it's lovely getting pampered. I put my clothes on, then they redress me if I do it wrong, and they put mics on me and all that kind of stuff. And it was wonderful. Then you come back to doing nothing, and or nothing, I should say. Nothing. That's wrong. Nothing. And so I get the TV blues. I really do. Anyway, so January come along, Pooch Perfect had come and gone, and it was over so fast. And suddenly I get a phone call from a lovely couple, Damon and Nikki, who are producers for Channel 7 UK. And they said, we'd love to talk to you. And I went, okay, that'd be lovely. So we set up a meeting, and me and Coleman go to London to have lunch with Damon and Nikki. And I get to meet them. And, you know, just so you guys know, but Pooch Perfect actually originated the concept in the UK from Nikki, and then it got commissioned by the mothership. Obviously, they gave it to the mothership, which is Australia, to put together, and that's how it worked. But it actually did originate here in the UK, the concept. So we met with Damon and Nikki, and they're lovely, incredible, talented, very, very clever people, and they talked to me about the show, and obviously, you know, some bits about it, and here and there we talked about it, and they said, would you consider being a judge on the UK version? And I'm thinking, oh my god, now this is very, very different, because, you know, in Australia, that's not my home turf. In the UK, it's my home turf. So I wanted to make sure, but obviously, you know, who was going to put the show on, was it going to be the same, was it going to be any differences, and so on and so forth. And obviously they didn't have, it wasn't commissioned by anybody 100% that time, but it was pretty much maybe going to be BBC One. And BBC One is very, very much about content and education, and it has to be done right. So content, education, and that's two things which I was really, really happy to hear, very much so. And so I said, I'd love to. And so we corresponded back and forth, back and forth. I didn't know who the celebrity host was going to be over in the UK, and I wasn't allowed to know at that point. And then come to find out, they were looking back and forth with female judges, and the female judge was picked, and it was the incredible Verity Hardcastle, who is absolutely lovely, beautiful young girl, family, business owner, employer, really, really knows her craft, and she's got this lovely, bubbly personality with an incredible smile. So she was wonderful. I didn't know the cast. I didn't really want to know the cast, because obviously, you know, being in England and being in such a small industry in a small country, you'd probably know some people on the cast. And then Crufts came along, and we got to Crufts by the skin of our teeth with COVID. And Damon sent me a message, said, I can tell you who the celebrity host is now. It's going to be Sheridan Smith. And I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. Sheridan Smith is she is an award-winning actress, played the star role as Scylla. She is on Broadway phenomenon. She's been in Gavin and Stacey TV, lots of TV dramas. A singer. I mean, the list goes on with this talented lady. And you know, what can she do is the question. The question is, but she does it all. So I was really, really excited. And she, very similar to Rebel, lovely little blonde bombshell, beautiful, beautiful person. And I was so, so excited. And she's obviously a dog lover because she has lots and lots of dogs. So that was incredible. So anyway, so time goes on. The challenges were put together. And you know what? I can't mention anything about the challenges. I can, you know, and all I can say is, and I will mention the people's names a little bit closer to the time when I'm allowed to, but the challenges are incredible. And I'll get back to that in a minute. Anyway, so time goes on, and I was told that it's going to be shot in August in Manchester. So before you know it, August came along, my clothing, went through the clothing with the wardrobe, and I was so happy because I got to wear like kind of more casual clothes, actually wearing skinny jeans. Now, believe me, guys, I even said I should never wear skinny jeans, but you know what? I've learned a lot about wardrobe, and a guy of my size should wear skinny jeans because it makes you look thinner, which I had no idea it would do, unless they're lying to me. But you'll find out, and I'm sure people will have a lot to say, and I probably won't watch it because one thing I've learned about TV shows, especially with grooming and groomers, and we know this by social media, but we can be very, very judgmental, and including myself. I've been there, I've done that, and you know what? I don't necessarily want to hear people that would like to, lack of a word, put me down or whatever like that, but it's happened in the past, and it's probably going to happen in the future, and I can deal with it, but I don't have to watch it or listen to it. So, but I will look at my performance myself, and I would take everything on board, because I'm very, very self-critical. And, but I'm really, really excited. Anyway, so can't tell you the challenges, can't tell you the contestants. I can tell you this, but there are four heats and there are three quarterfinals, two semifinals, one final, one winner. And all the groomers were absolutely amazing. They made me so proud, and they should be so proud of themselves. I'm absolutely beside myself. And if anybody's listening who was a contestant on the show, I want you to really, really understand this. You should be proud of yourself. And I want you to use this platform to the best of your ability because you deserve it. So all I can say is the show was incredible. Anyway, so went to the Manchester. Coleman came with me again. We had the dog sitter stay at the house. Jigsaw loves Sarah, the dog sitter. It's absolutely incredible. Stay in a lovely hotel in Manchester. Go to work once again. I'm like, okay, Colin, you've done this. Now you know the routine. It's hard work. Get dressed. Go to my first day, and they show us to our dressing rooms. Now, our dressing room in Australia was nice. Our dressing rooms in England were incredible. Our dressing room was like a 5-star hotel room, and they were all individual dressing rooms. Me, I had one, the vet had one, and the lovely Verity had one. They were incredible. Anyway, they were a little bit of a walk to the actual studio. So we used them when we had to, but I would rather just stay in the green room and actually use the makeup room to where I had my hair and makeup done. And that worked out fine for me also. But once again, it was early starts, and it was probably 7:30 arrivals till about 8:30 at night. So think about that. You don't work very hard in your life, and then you get put into that situation. But fun, awesome, busy situation. Not I'm complaining about it, because you know what? I would love to do it more often. And anyway, so first day come along, and that's when we got to meet the incredible Sheridan Smith. Now, Sheridan Smith is, you know what, she's amazing. She is very, very heartwarming, very, very caring, loves the animals, is very conscious about her own performance. And, you know, I mean, to me, I'm thinking, my God, you're incredible. And you know what, I mean, for a person who is open also about anxiety, and I suffer with anxiety, it was kind of refreshing. And I do have to touch base on that a little bit. When I was working, I found that my anxiety was kind of non-existent because I didn't have time to worry about anxiety. I had to learn lines and stuff, and you would think that would give you anxiety, but no, actually that gave me something different to think about. So the anxiety and the panic was totally gone. I had some wobbles, I'm not going to lie, but because it's not live, you can just say, hey, you know what, I need to drink some water, I'll come back in a second. And I think I did that once, but apart from that, it was really, really full on, but it was amazingly incredible full on where I love it. So, you know, I mean, I can't say enough about Sheridan. She really, really has brought so much warmth to the show. However, I have to give credit also to Damon, to Nikki, to all the people at the BBC, because they have made Pooch Perfect, the UK version, so incredible. You guys watching it are going to be so proud of what you do. And in 35 years of grooming dogs, I can safely say there has never, ever been anything on TV who has put us in the light that this show is going to put us into. Does it have humour? Of course it has humour, but it's not directed at the grooming. It has humour with the incredible guest star host, which stands alongside of Sheridan. And you know what? So yes, it has that humour, but then it goes back to seriousness about the grooming, about why the grooming. So there's a lot of education. So you, as groomers, are going to want to tell your clients to watch this, because this is going to teach them so much. It is like nothing you've ever seen before. And once again, I cannot thank Damon and Nikki giving me the opportunity, and obviously the university giving me the opportunity to be a part of Pooch Perfect, because I finally can say in my life that something has actually put us in a good spotlight. So for the people that groom every day and don't know how to relay things over to clients, pretty soon it's going to be on TV and they're going to see everything. They're going to see, and when I mean everything, they're going to see everything. So it's going to be absolutely amazing. So I'm really, really happy about this. Anyway, I'm going to go to a quick commercial break and I'll be back in 1 second. Hello, my lovely listeners. I hope you are enjoying. Is that a dog hair in my tea? This podcast is sponsored by Colin Taylor Grooming. That's www.colintaylorgrooming.com for all your shampoos and clones, scissor mists, fast dries, and glide. Yep, that's right. That's www.colintaylorgrooming.com. Thank you for listening. Don't you love that? That's pre-recorded, guys. So don't think that I put some music on and I'm talking. I actually did take a break. I took a little sip from my green tea and I was jamming away with the music. And actually, I have to admit something. This podcast I did do yesterday, but when I was done with it, I didn't press stop on the record, so I listened to the whole podcast again, and then the end, you heard me go, and I was screaming at Coleman about something, like, Coleman, do you want to help in the kitchen? And I'm thinking, oh my God. So, delete, 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 and here I am back with this one. But I'm glad, because I did go over my mind, you know, I want to touch base on that, want to touch base on that, and obviously, I cannot say too much about the cast and the challenges, but I can say how amazing it's going to be. And I can say about the judge who was on set in the UK's version is absolutely incredible also. And Verity was incredible and Sheridan was incredible. And you know what? It was just amazing. I absolutely am so, so excited. And like I said before, you guys are going to love it. Yes, there's going to be people out there who have got something to say, but I want you to realize one thing. Again, it's made for the general public. And that's really important, because we're going to see things what we say, well, I would do like this and I wouldn't do like that, and that person's not doing it right. But you know what? It doesn't matter how you think they're doing. The fact of the matter is, but what they're doing is incredible, and it's being watched by the general public at home. They're thinking, my God, I never knew. But it was so intense, and there was so much that went into the process of grooming a dog. And so I can hold my head up high and be so proud to be a part of the first Pooch Perfect UK. And oh my God, I cannot wait, because it's going to have a prime time slot. I don't know exactly when, but it's not going to be a long, long wait. I have an idea, but I'm not going to say what the idea, what I think the time is going to be, because I don't want to be wrong. But close to the time, you guys will all know, because obviously there'll be commercials on TV advertising Pooch Perfect UK. And obviously it's not called Pooch, but it's just called Pooch Perfect. And you guys can sit back once a week and you can support what you do and be proud. And can I just say one thing? Once a week, somebody goes home, and it's really, really difficult. Now, people may look at me and say whatever they want to say, but you know what? I'm human, and it's never, ever easy sending somebody home when they want something so bad. And I just have to say to them, people, once again, don't be disappointed with how you did, because you were absolutely cracking, and you should be as proud of yourself as I am. And that's really, really important. But anyway, please, please do stay tuned. And obviously, you're going to see it all over the internet. You're going to see it all on BBC One, on the commercials. And this is one show not to be missed. Anyway, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys are going to be excited as I am. I hope you guys are going to tell all your clients about the show. And once again, be proud, because this show is going to put you in such a good spotlight. You can demand a little bit more, not only money, but a little bit more respect after the show comes out, because people are going to realize, but what we do is not a walk in the park. Anyway, my name is Colin Taylor. Thank you once again, and thank you for listening.